I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get that app anywhere you get favorite apps, your Apple Play Store, your Apple App Store, your Google Play Store. Look for the Odyssey app, the big A, orange A. You download it, you search for WILK News Radio, you favorite it, and that's it. You got us. You can listen to us anywhere. Real compatible with your car's CarPlay. It works pretty good anywhere and everywhere. Crystal clear digital sound. So make sure you download that. You also could do the rewind feature. Go back, look at the chapters, and catch our podcast because every minute of the show here is turned into podcasts on anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, WILKNewsRadio.com, and everywhere you want to hear us. Or just search. That's what the internet's for, right? Beautiful things. You know, it's interesting because we have Lackawanna County and Luzerne County like playing hold my beer to see, you know, you get a let's buy a train station we got rid of because it was a headache back and let's sue ourselves. But then in the past hour or so, 2 hours, I guess Lackawanna County, you know, doesn't like that Luzerne County was getting a little of that negative attention. So they jumped in and said, here, hold my keg. Lots going on in Lackawanna County, and I guess we'll start off with that. And then you have this Dallas school district, former student who went to an event and made up a school shooting. This individual should be on everyone's radar at this point because, you know, outside of the attention seeking and whatever that motive was there, making up such a story as losing your brother and your best friend is just abhorrent. And the fact that the organizations that gave this a platform did not do proper vetting or even a minimal vetting when they – it's interesting because this, you know, Moms Demand and they lump in anything and everything that could possibly be a school shooting as a school shooting. They take gang shootings from 3 blocks away from a school, but if it was in that 3-block radius, it's considered a school shooting. Or shootings that are unrelated to the school, just near a school, are school shootings. And they pad their numbers tremendously. And I guess they didn't even look at this for their database, which is, like I said, very exaggerated to begin with. Listen, not that they don't have a point to some of what they're fighting for, but pretty misguided in how they're going about that. Especially when you start to inflate or, in this case, make up stories. And again, school shootings are tragic enough to the point where you have to make one up. This individual, this former Dallas school district student, definitely needs some help and should be given whatever counseling or therapy he needs to make up such a story and monitored. I mean, what's in going through this guy's head that he would make up such a thing? But the mere fact that the adults in the room did not do a proper vetting here and even just a little bit say, hey, we have no such information or story on this. So you want to tell us a little more about it before we give you a platform, a stage, a microphone, and a camera? So it's just I think this is going to continue to grow as a story. It just came out today. But again, back to Lackawanna County here. A few things. Standard & Poor has lowered Lackawanna County's bond rating again. By one notch, citing concerns that cash flow pressures and budget strain are likely to continue despite nearly 33% 2025 tax hike that the county Democratic Majority Commissioners approved last year. Now, there was not a lot, not all negative. This probably could have been much worse in the reduction. This is the third such bond reduction since November of 2023. September of 2023, and we're now at a BBB- rating. They did say, you know, stability also lies in the added support the county is receiving through continued engagement with consultants, which likely will help improve financial monitoring and place focus on areas that need operational improvement. But again, not a good move, not a good story for the residents of Lackawanna County with their bond rating being reduced yet again, three times since September of 2023. You also have former Commissioner Debbie Dominick is instituted a lawsuit against Lackawanna County that alleges sex-based discrimination and retaliation. Former Lackawanna County Commissioner Debbie Dominick accuses the county in the Court of Common Pleas of sex discrimination related to her continued classification as a 1099 contractor without benefits in her current position with the county court. Listen, you get what you deserve, Lackawanna County and the courts, for taking this headache on yourself. When this position was hired, you know, I talked about it on the air then. So, you know, one of these things is you kind of set yourself up for this. Now, basically what she's stating is that there is a male counterpart that does the same job as her that is not listed as a 1099 employee, does get benefits, and makes more money. So that'll have to work itself out in court. This just came to light at 1 o'clock today that this was being instituted.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I'm just looking at the story now. It says officials said that the time at the job was $1,500 a month, noting Commissioner Bill Gohan and Chris Chermick and then Commissioner Matt McGloin had nothing to do with Dominick's appointment. This came from the courts. But since the courts fall under the county, the Lackawanna County and the Court of Common Pleas are both being sued for discrimination by former Commissioner Debbie Dominick, basically saying that she's a 1099 employee, she's not entitled to benefits, and that a male counterpart that does her same job is classified as a regular employee, does get benefits, and makes more money. So let that work its way through the court. And again, if the Court of Common Pleas, you know, thought they were doing anyone a favor back when this hire was made, hope you're happy. And let it work its way through the courts. If she has a valid complaint, let the courts decide that and move forward. But it's interesting where a lot of people will probably say, I told you so. But here we are. And the story that I originally was going to start with today is the Lackawanna County fills auxiliary boards for the reassessment appeals. They are expecting now. It's interesting because that number went up. The person in charge of the reassessments for the county originally said they're expecting 7,000 appeals to take place. That number is now bumped up to 10,000, they're expecting, possibly more. I think that's going to be more. I think we are definitely going to best the 10,000 mark once people start getting actual numbers. But there was a listing in today's Times Tribune to where they made a bunch of appointments. Wayne Evans of Scranton, who briefly served as Scranton mayor following Mayor Bill Cartwright's arrest. He's also a consultant to 21st Century Appraisals in Luzerne County. Most recently, reassessment, the former chairman of the Scranton City Council Finance Committee, Robert J. Foley, senior of Troop. He was the operator of Foley Real Estate Agency, served as the county's director of assessment from 1998 to 2022. You have two former FBI agents. One of them, or both of them, are an accountant. One of them is an accountant, certified public accountant, and the other one is experience in real estate management. You have individuals from Greenfield Township. John Martinez is a former president and CEO of LA Bank, former chairman of the board of Penn Star Bank, and former chairman of the board of LA Mortgage Services. You also have Kelly Saar, Scranton, certified Pennsylvania evaluator. She also worked several years at the county assessor's office. Michelle Williams, of Springbrook Township, self-employed state-certified residential appraiser. Individual from Dunmore, Mr. McDonald, the former Dunmore School District superintendent. Mark Schultz of Scranton, Scranton Fire Department captain who holds a mechanical engineering degree from Drexel University. Ann Kennedy of Scott Township, an arts educator at the Scranton School District. She worked in real estate for nearly two decades. Consumer credit counseling in Northeast Pennsylvania. Karen Romensky, Dixon City, an agent for the Christian Saunders Real Estate who worked for the field for since 2004. And Donald Hart of Covington Township. He's a member of the County Assessment Appeals Board for 12 years and a retired representative for the Bricklayers Union. So there's some appointments that have been made. There is a salary that goes with those appointments for the time that they'll be on this board. And again, the numbers have gone up from 7,000 estimated appeals to now I've seen the number of 10,000 thrown out there. So interesting that that number keeps increasing. And I think we'll be closer to 15,000, possibly north of that when the time comes. Again, when people start getting the reality of numbers in front of them, which we have not been given. Other counties who are going through the same process have been given those estimates. We have not. Lackawanna County is doing things different than two counties in similar positions where we're giving a lot less information, some would say. So it's interesting that that is the case. So a lot going on. And we're going to talk about, Luzerne County and they're taking an asset back that they got rid of and thought they dumped off its rolls back again. And it's going to be interesting to see what the process there is when they're – it turns out, we talked about it yesterday, they're suing themselves. Luzerne County is actually suing a board that they appoint. Interesting, they could not just sit down and work it out in a room like adults without lawsuits being involved when, in fact, it's all the taxpayers paying for the shindig. Again, back to elect better people. And you get the representation that you tolerate. Thankfully, one county is not the monopoly on that in our area. We seem to shift that around pretty well between the two counties, the sister counties here, where, if one's in the news a lot, the other one's like, hey, hold my beer. We need the spotlight a little bit here. It's 3:21 here at WILK. We'll be back in just a minute. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store, located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard, across from the Olive Garden. They're making it easier than ever to feel your best. Listen, I don't go anywhere without my Good Feet art supports in my shoes. Changing the shoes out, you just pop the insoles out, put them in another pair of shoes. It's this time of year, I'm wearing my Hey Dude shoes, I'm wearing my Brooks sneakers, I'm wearing dress shoes. I take them out, pop them in. If I forget, which I did a couple weeks ago, you know about it. And your body lets you know real quick that you don't want to do that because living with pain wears on you to your core. So,
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.